So who are your clients and what do you offer them?
Well, I have a PhD in nutritional science.
Okay.
And what I do is, when I started, it is a company called Named Program. And mm-hmm. it stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking Program.
Okay.
It's nameprogram.com, just so you know. Anyhow, so when I first started, what I did is I came up with specific menus and specific hydration to help people that were having substance abuse problems.
Okay.
And I work with clinics, psychologists, psychiatrists, and I work through them and put the people on the menus in the water. And the reason for that is that when people go into substance abuse treatment centers, you know, they don't have any drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, but and they're given healthy food, maybe
uh-huh.
even exercise, but the physical thing that causes addiction isn't approached. They do the mental aspect of it. So
sure.
what I do with my foods is I make sure I don't stimulate the opiate receptors.
Okay.
Which, when you stimulate the opiate receptors, it releases chemicals that goes to the upper cerebellum and causes the dopamine response. And then that goes to the middle brain, and over a period of time, that's what causes addiction.
Okay.
So what you'll see with a lot of people that are addicted to drugs or alcohol, when they're trying to stop, you'll see them eating a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
And smoking cigarettes. And I always joked that if you want to make good money, go to a NA meeting and set up a little stand selling Snicker bars and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because everybody's eating it. And
yeah.
they're just transferring the addiction. You know, it's a lower level, obviously, but...
Sure.
So I take care of the physical aspect. Then I expanded that upon request to cover mental illness. And I cover the top mental illnesses using the same approach, specific hydration and foods and menus is what I call them, to help with the mental illnesses. Because if you go through all the mental illnesses, all of them have something nutritional that's either lacking or they have too much of that's
yeah.
causing part of the problem. And then I was asked by the veterans through VetCV to do the same thing with, you know, for lack of a better word, regular diseases like cancer, like heart disease, you know, general good health, etc. So I expanded it. Now I cover all of it.
Okay. Great. So, can you recommend any specific diets that, like I mentioned before, one, aid in preventing a cancer diagnosis, and two, improve the outcomes of cancer treatment regimen?
Yes. Intermittent fasting has been proven, and I have, before we get off, I'll get your email address so you don't have to try to get all the references and over the phone, it'd be harder, but intermittent fasting has proven to do that through many, many studies. So the first thing you have to know is, what is intermittent fasting? And what intermittent fasting is fasting for a portion of a day in most cases. You usually start out where during 16 hours of the day you don't eat, and you eat all your meals in 8 hours.
Yeah.
And most people, sorry, and the best way to do it is in conjunction with a reduced carbohydrate, ketogenic type diet. And this is what happens in general, and then I'll go into specifics with you. When you fast like this, and you have on top of it a reduced carbohydrate diet, you know, a ketogenic type diet, one of the things the body does is go into what's called autophagy or autophagy. And that's the consumption of the body's own tissue as a metabolic process that occurs in starvation. So where in